Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Bchairis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. If there are white spots in the black part of the eye, that is called Chavarvod. The Targum on the word Lavan is Chir or Chivar. Chavar is white in the Lashon of the Targum. Or weiter says the Mishnah V'amayim, there's a lot of water, a lot of tears in the eyes. Zakta Batanura, his tears keep coming and it prevents seeing. Hakvoyim, if these are situations that don't change, they're always there. So we're soon going to learn that makes the Bchar possible. Ezu Chavarvod Hakvua, what's called these white spots that are always there? What's called always? Zakta Mishnah calls Shashah Shemayinim Yayim, any spots. They don't go away. Shah means literally, sometimes we use it to hesitate. Shah means like it stays in one place. It doesn't move away. It's there for 80 days. That's called kvua. If it's not there for 80 days at a time, that's called not kvua. And to pass lepchar, it has to be kvua. This is true both for the chavarvad as well as the tears, as well as the mayim. Zakta Mishnah Vayit Rav Chanina ben Antiknasayim. Rav Chanina ben Antiknas says, Boidkin oisai, we have to be boidek. We have to check that the condition is still there. Shloisha pamim, three times, betaych shmeinim yayim, within the 80-day period. Because you don't have to check every single day. You don't have to sit there 24 hours and stare at the animal's eyes. But within this 80-day period, you have to check three times. So if you take 80 and you divide it by 3, how much is that? If we round it off to the nearest number, it's 27. So basically, every 27 days, you have to check. 3 times, 27, 27, 27, and we have our 80-day period. So let's say I'm a mumcha that checks out a pchar. Someone comes in, can you please give me a letter, a psak, that my pchar has a mum kvua, I want to be able to shecht it. I'm going to say, what's the mum kvua? Oh, he's going to take out the mishnayis pchairis, he's going to show me chavarvad v'hamayim. I'm going to tell him, no, I know the halacha, but show me on the animal. He's going to show me that the animal has these white spots, it has the water, and you should know it was there for 80 days. How do you know it was there for 80 days? Because I checked it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and the whole Chodesh Cheshvan passed by, and the whole Chodesh Kislev passed by, and most of Teves, I checked 80 days later, and it's still there. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry, I cannot verify this mum, because you have to check the bchar three times within those 80 days. You don't know what happened in between. You know at the beginning of the 80 days it had the problem, at the end of the 80 days it had the problem. What about in the middle? Maybe it went away in the middle. Maybe in the middle there were no white spots in the black part of the eye, and the water stopped pouring from the animal's eyes. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah ve'elohim mayim hakvuyim. And this means, says the Batanura, how do we know if this problem with the water in the animal's eyes is permanent, and indeed it's considered a mum kvua, or it's only temporary, and it's not a mum kvua? And the answer is you have to try to give it some foods that are considered a refuah for this, a medicine for this. And we have to see if it works or not. And this is how we test it. Ochal lach, the animal, has to first eat moist food, viyavesh, and then eat dry food, shel geshamim, from a field that gets watered by the rain. But if it ate lach v'yavish, moist food, and then dry food, shel shelachim, from a field that we have to bring water to the field, it doesn't get its natural water from the rain. Or achal yavish, if he first ate the dry food, v'achakach achal halach, and afterwards ate the moist food, ein emum, it's not considered a mum, because the medicine was not given properly. In order for us to consider this a mum kvua, it has to be that we gave this animal the proper medicine for it, and it didn't work. Ein mum, it wouldn't be considered a mum, achiyachal hayavish, achar halach, only if he ate the dry food after the moist food. And really, it's a lot more complicated, the Batanura explains. You have to start at the beginning of Adar through the first half of Nisan. You have to feed the animal from the grain that is growing in the fields at that time. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says lach moist, because the food that grows during this rainy season tends to be moist. Things still grow after the summer. That's dry. So after the summer, you have to feed the animal from the grain. It's actually a kind of straw that is growing in the fields at the beginning of Elul through the first half of Tishrei, explains the Batner. That's called dry food because it grew during the dry season. You have to remember, Netz Yisrael rains only from Sukkot to Pesach most of the time. But whether it's the moist food or the dry, from the rainy season or the dry season, it has to come from a field that gets its water by the rain. There's not enough rain, they have to irrigate the field. They build ditches and trenches, and the water comes from different places. But that's not the same kind of field. It's more complicated than that. You have to give him not less than a gregeres by every single Suda for 3 months straight, by the beginning of the Suda and after he drinks. And he can't be tied up when he eats these grasses for refuah. And he can't be alone, he has to be together with friends, the animal. And it has to be in a field, not in a city. So if you meet all these conditions, and still the animal was not healed, only then is it considered a mum, and you're allowed to shecht it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Pleyrus, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Vav, we learned about two different types of blemishes. Chavarvad, that's white spots in the black part of the eye, or too much water in the eye. Both of these, if they're not healed, eventually will lead to the animal not being able to see. Both have to be permanent situations. Rav Chanina ben Atikna says, in regard to the white spots in the black part of the eye, it has to be there for at least 80 days. Not everyone holds. Rav Chanina ben Atikna adds, and the lach is like Rav Chanina ben Atikna, you can't just check it at the beginning and at the end of the 80 days and say, ah, it's still there. No, you have to check it three times within the 80-day period. And in the case of the mayim hakfuyim, the water running for its size, for that to be considered a mum. So here's an interesting halacha. You have to first give it a certain medicine, which is a very complicated procedure. When I say medicine, it's grain. But this was the prescribed refuah for this. You have to eat a certain type of straw, which is moist, that grows Adar and the first half of Nisan. Afterwards, he has to eat a certain type of straw, which is dry, that grows during El and the first half of Tishrei. And it has to be from a field that has rainwater. It has enough rainwater. You don't have to irrigate it. That's the Derech Refuah for this mum. And we also said some other interesting things. He has to eat at least the size of a dried fig from this Tfuah at the beginning of every single Suda and after it drinks. It can't be tied. The Refuah won't help unless the animal is besimcha. It can't be tied and it can't be alone. It can't be in the city, only in the field. And if you're missing one of these conditions, it doesn't prove that it's a mum kvuk. So what do we see from here? Taira kindalach. The Rabban Hashem creates so many refuah, so many good things on this world, but only works if you're besimcha. As Isaac Rashi, the medicine only works if the animal is happy. Animals are happy in fields, not in cities. Animals are happy when it's together with its friends, not when it's alone. And animals are happy when they're not tied, when they're free to move around. But a human being, a boy, he can learn Torah. And it says, Ein lecha ben chayrin el amish eislik b'tayrin. And he can feel a happiness even if things aren't working out exactly the way he wants. Like he's in the city instead of being in camp, or maybe he's in camp and he wants to be in the city, and maybe he doesn't have the friends that he would like. We have a way of generating simchas hachayim without the physical constraints. An animal has to have that. And the more simcha we have in our life, then the more bracha we have in our life.